faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
The Adventure of Superman.
Today, high over the Atlantic Ocean, Superman groped through a raging storm for the cleverly camouflaged plane in which Richard Aller, world enemy number one, is escaping with the Superman rocket model.
I've got you now, Haller. I can't see your plane, but I can hear it. I'll have my hands on it in a moment, and then I'll turn you over to... What? I can't hear the plane anymore. Haller must have shut off the engines. He'll get away. Big Scott, what'll I do?
Now get set for the hottest offer you ever heard. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, has a something for you. A something that tops anything you've ever seen for sheer spine-tingling excitement.
Right. Hang on tight, everybody, because we're telling you about a... Yes, a gyrocket, a sensational flying rocket model.
That's a fact. A gyrocket that streaks right out of your hand, high into the sky.
Think of it, a gyrocket almost half a foot long, with a slender, streamlined body of sturdy wood, brilliant red or blue or yellow.
And get this, at the stern of your gyrocket, a steel propeller packs your gyrocket with power.
Yet launching's a cinch, for with your gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold the rod in your hand, flick your arm, and the gyrocket streaks into the air higher and higher up over the treetops. Every launching's a brand new thrill.
Send for several gyrockets today. You can be captain of a whole rocket fleet of the future. You can paint squadron numbers and insignia on each one, so you'll know yours when you have speed and distance contests with your friends.
But you've got to act right now, because in a few days, this offer goes off the air forever. So for each gyrocket you order, send a Kellogg's Pep box top plus 15 cents to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Suspecting that Richard Haller was en route to a European country with the only existing model of the Superman rocket, Superman made a final desperate attempt to prevent the traitor from delivering the terrible weapon to an unfriendly foreign power. Streaking across the Atlantic, the Man of Steel patrolled the coast of Europe, and during a violent rain and electrical storm, he heard an unidentified plane approaching, but was unable to see it. Realizing that the plane was camouflaged, and that it probably carried Haller, Superman, guided by the roar of its four motors, groped his way toward it. But seeing the Man of Steel approach, Haller ordered the plane's engine halt.
We did it. We lost Superman. Look back, Schweitzer. You can't see him anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good, Mr. Haller. I thought our last moment had arrived.
He thought so, too. But I fooled him. I've got his rocket. I'll get millions for it. And when he sees it again, it'll be landing on his beloved country, blowing it to bits.
What happened?
Pilot says he must turn on the engines now.
Not yet, Ramos. I want to get farther away from Superman.
But without the engines in this storm, we are in great danger.
We'll be in worse danger if Superman captures. Tell your pilot to ride it out a few minutes longer.
I will tell him, but I don't like
him. Tell him that the plane is being tossed about like a feather.
We'll be all right.
Follow the lightning strike, man.
It didn't, and it won't. My luck carried me this far. Won't let me down now.
Oh, we are falling. Mr. Haller, do something. Falling, Mr. Haller.
Stop, you coward. The wind's just knocking us around a bit.
We are falling, I tell you! We'll be killed!
Will you shut up, you chicken-headed fool?
Mr. Haller, the pilot says he can no longer control the plane without the engine. Unless he turns them on at once, we will surely crash.
Himmel, Mr. Haller, please tell it to...
Okay, Ramos, tell him to turn them on.
See? Start the engine, my boy.
I guess we gave Superman the slip by this time.
Yeah. Yeah. How long will it be before we reach our destination?
Not long. Another hour or so, and we can laugh at Superman and the whole world.
Greetings, gentlemen.
No, not that up, Mr. Haller. Look.
Superman.
Thanks for turning the motors on, Haller. You had me worried for a few minutes. Well, aren't you going to bring out the refreshments? When three old friends like us get together, it calls for a celebration.
Don't come any closer.
Are you kidding, Haller? You know that revolver can't hurt me.
The rocket model, it is in this little box.
I see it. Try to touch it.
We will give it to you if you will let us go.
You give it to me, all right, but I'm not letting you go. We're all taking a trip back to Washington. So if you're ready...
Here you are. Now listen, I took photographs of your foster father's Bible. Those photographs will prove to the world that you're Clark Kent. Now I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you the photographs.
Save your breath, Haller. I told you once before that I don't make deals with traitors and murderers.
Double identity. Your great secret will be revealed. I left the photographs in Metropolis with instructions that if anything happened to me, they would be released to all newspapers.
Even if you were telling the truth, I'd still take you back to Washington. But you're lying. The photographs are in your suitcase. I can see them. We've wasted enough time now, so...
Don't come any closer. I'll throw the model through the window into the sea. I won't have it then, but neither will you.
I wouldn't try anything like that, Haller, if I were you.
I'll do what I tell you. Unless you promise to let me go.
Never.
Take the model and let us go, Superman.
No, I...
One step more and the model goes to the bottom of the sea.
If you throw it, Haller, I'm going after it. But first, I'll tear the engines off your plane so you can't get away. You might drown before I get back to you.
You'll never find the model in a storm. Now listen to me, Superman.
I'm all through listening. Give me the model.
Give it to him, Haller!
No. Here it goes into the sea.
But you fool! I've got to get that rocket, but I can't let you go, so now heaven help you. Out and away!
He did see a motor off! Anna, you have destroyed us!
Speaking for the FBI, Superman. I want to thank you for all you did. This tiny rocket, which would have destroyed us, will now help us preserve peace throughout the world.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Miller.
And speaking for G2, I want to apologize to you, Superman, for ever dreaming that you could have been involved in anything dishonorable.
Oh, forget it, Colonel Reed. Well, I've got to leave now.
One moment, Superman. There's no doubt about Haller, Schweitzer, and Ramos being dead, is there?
None at all. By the time I'd located the model, their plane had crashed into the sea. I managed to rescue the pilot and the co-pilot, but the other three were done for.
I hate to say it, but they had it coming to them.
Is there anything else, gentlemen?
No, except thanks again.
A million thanks.
Don't thank me. I'm happy I could be of service. Oh, by the way, Mr. Miller, I'd like to ask a favor.
Oh, certainly. What is it?
Well, Clark Kent of the Daily Planet was quite valuable to me in this matter. More valuable than you'll ever know. And so was Miss Lane of the same paper. If you have no objection, I'd like to give them a scoop on this story.
Well, I think they deserve it. How about it, Colonel?
If Superman wants it that way, it's fine with me.
I appreciate it. And so will Kent and Miss Lane. Well, goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Smiling for the first time in weeks, Superman leaves Washington, believing all his troubles are at an end. But unknown to him, his troubles are only beginning. A startling surprise is awaiting him in Metropolis at this very moment. We'll be back in a moment to find out about it, so keep listening.
Talk about surprises. You're in for a terrific surprise when you see the fun you can have with your Gyrocket. That's right, I said Gyrocket, the exciting rocket model offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Yes, sir, a Gyrocket that flies and zooms and streaks right out of your hand, high into the air. A Gyrocket almost half a foot long. Correct. Almost half a foot of sleek, streamlined body, made of gleaming wood in brilliant blue or red or yellow. And get this, your Gyrocket has a steel propeller at the stern. A propeller that sends it biting into the air. Yet launching's a snap. Because with your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You flick your arm and your rocket soars off, streaking into the sky, up over the treetops. Remember, this Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but solid steel and wood built for hundreds of launching. Send for several Gyrockets today. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Test your fleet against theirs for speed and distance. But be sure you send for your Gyrocket right away. In a few days, this offer goes off the air forever. Get yours while the getting's good. Here's all you do. For each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Returning to the Metropolis Daily Planet in his guise of Clark Kent, mild-mannered, bespectacled reporter, Superman swiftly typed the story of the secret rocket and placed it on Editor Perry White's desk. As we join him now, he is in his own office as the gray-haired editor enters.
Congratulations, Ken, congratulations. Why, this is the finest piece of work you've ever done. Why, it's the finest piece of work any reporter has ever done.
Well, thanks.
Yes, and it's all ours. The scoop of the year. Here, give me your hand, Ken, give me your hand. I was pretty rough on you the other day. I want to apologize.
Oh, forget it, Chief. Listen, what about Lois?
Well, what about Lois?
Well, I mean, I suppose she's entirely recovered by now, isn't she?
Recovered?
Uh-huh.
Recovered from what?
Well, from her injury, of course.
What injury? What are you talking about?
Now, wait a minute. You mean she didn't tell you about being hurt at Haller's place?
Well, how could she? I haven't seen her since she left with you.
Well, you haven't seen her?
Well, that's what I said. Now, what's this about her being hurt? Where is she?
Hey, now, just a minute, Chief. Let me get this straight. You didn't see Lois yesterday or today either?
Can't you hear well, Kent? How could I see Lois? She was away with you, wasn't she?
Well, not since the night before last when she was hurt.
Jumping catfish, then.
Wait a minute. Here's what happened, as far as I know. Superman left Lois at a doctor's house in the country. Now, that was the night before last.
Uh-huh.
I stopped off there today on my way back from Washington, and the doctor said Lois left his house yesterday morning saying she was going back to Metropolis.
Yesterday morning?
That's right. And Cross Junction, where she was, isn't more than 4 or 5 hours from here, so she... wait a minute.
Well, who are you calling?
Calling Lois's apartment.
Well, don't bother. She isn't there.
Oh? How do you know?
Well, I called there all day yesterday and every half hour this morning until you showed up. Unless she...
Wait a minute, Chief. They're ringing now.
Lois isn't there, I tell you. I even talked to her superintendent this morning. I had him go up to her apartment
and... You're right. There's no answer.
I told you. She's not there.
Something's wrong, Chief. Something's very wrong.
Deeply worried, Clark Kent places the telephone with a hand which is not quite steady, while Editor Perry White begins to show signs of great concern. What has happened to Lois Lane? Superman's troubles are far from over, for Lois Lane is in danger, great danger, and the story of the lost rocket is not yet completely told. Our story has taken a surprising new turn, and tomorrow it takes an even more surprising one. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.